My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. Well, what a week we're having about disinformation, misinformation, truth, lies. Can you imagine building your marriage on lies? Could you imagine building it on misinformation? Could you imagine getting all the wrong information poured into you as a child? Then you grow up to be an adult and nothing will work. Well, I guess you call that a dysfunctional family, right? Dysfunctional means it doesn't function, it doesn't work. And so many people running around with dysfunctional truths. They're misinformation and not really truth. They're false truths. They're actually lies to be made to look like truth. And here we are running around. They were voting. We go to the polls to vote on lies. We vote according to our dysfunction. We marry people according to our dysfunction. We pick people according to our dysfunction. And we go, oh, none of my relationships would work out. How can your relationship work out based on dysfunction? How can your relationship work out based on lies? Lies, misinformation. How can your nation work with dysfunction? How can your leaders be voted in on dysfunction? How can you be voting for people according to skin color or voting them for nationalities or they're a man or a woman? They don't even know what they stand for. Are they dysfunctional? Are they functional? Have they built anything in their life? Have they accomplished anything in their life? And when somebody asks you who you're voting for and you say, well, you know, I like them. And well, what did they accomplish? I don't know. So if that's you, are you voting for somebody who don't even know what they've accomplished? You know something? You're picking a mate, a husband, a wife, and they have no accomplishments? Are you a young person, older person? Doesn't matter. Are you picking somebody who has no friends and have no social abilities and they're just completely withdrawn from the world and you're looking to have a functional marriage with a dysfunctional person? Isn't there something wrong here? Isn't something you should check on here? Why, you know, you're marrying somebody and think you're going to change him? You really think you can change a human being? It's hard enough for God to change us. We're so stubborn, and you think you can change a stubborn person? Maybe you spent your life trying to do these things. Well, look back, stop, stand still, do something, look the other way. I don't know. You gotta make up your mind here, don't you? You gotta do something different. You're going down the same road, falling into the same hole day after day. That's a definition of insanity. Stop it. Start to pray. Start to think. Start to research. Did you come from a dysfunctional family? And you're breeding dysfunction? Did you come from a place where you never heard the truth and you think the lie is the truth? Did you come from a place where you were given a bunch of disinformation? You're trying to build a life, trying to do a good one, trying to have a happy life, a joyful life. It's all built on misinformation. Cool word, misinformation, isn't it? Time to research it, time to Google it, time to look it up, isn't it? Because once you do and you realize the dysfunction that's involved in misinformation, you'll know why Satan's called the father of all lies. Because you know something? When you build a life on lies, you build a family on lies, you build a nation on lies, just all comes tumbling down one day. One day, it all crashes. And you can do it again, and you can do it again in second, third, fourth marriage, or even in a country. You can vote that dysfunctional person in, vote the second dysfunctional, but one day, it would all come crashing down. So what I've got to tell you today, go start studying disinformation and see what you think. Start studying dysfunction. Just go ahead, dysfunctional families. Look that up. Start looking these terms up. Don't be a zombie. Figure out what's wrong with your life. Stop passing it from generation to generation. End it in your family right now in Jesus' name. And I promise you, once you do that, when you get up in the morning, that sky is going to be bluer and blue, and grass is going to be greener and green. You'll smell fragrances and taste flavors you haven't in a long time. You're no longer tied up in the insanity of disinformation. God bless you. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. God bless.